Cuomo on a late afternoon conference call with reporters over an hour after the latest allegations were published said he had not heard about them.
I'm not aware of any other claim.
And he repeated a denial first made over a week ago, saying he has never inappropriately touched anyone.
As I said last week, this is very simple. I never touched anyone inappropriately. As I said last week, I never made any inappropriate advances. As I said last week, no one ever told me at the time that I made them feel uncomfortable. Obviously, there are people who have said after the fact they felt uncomfortable. Nobody told me at the time.
The new accusation comes after two former aides accused the governor of sexual harassment and other women said he inappropriately touched them. The state's attorney general, Tish James, has launched an investigation into the charges. It's led by former acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, June Kim, a former top deputy of former U.S. attorney Preet Bharara, and employment discrimination attorney Ann Clark. They have the power to issue subpoenas and conduct sworn depositions. Cuomo says he will respect that investigation and he wants everyone to withhold judgment until all of the facts are gathered. The leader of the state Senate, Andrea Stork-Cousins, has called on Cuomo to resign, and the speaker of the state assembly, Carl Hastie, has urged the governor to think about stepping down. Cuomo said on Sunday he has no plans to resign. And on Tuesday, for the second day in a row, he kept up the appearance of conducting business as usual, visiting a state-run vaccination site in Syracuse.
Well, good morning to everyone.
In an event closed to the media, he announced that New Yorkers aged 60 and over will be eligible to receive the vaccine as of 8 a.m. Wednesday. And all public employees who deal directly with people will also be eligible beginning Wednesday, March 17th.
Everyday heroes, the essential workers, YWCA, public employees, etc., will be eligible for the vaccine.
The sexual harassment accusations, along with a federal investigation into the number of nursing home deaths during the pandemic, are taking a political toll. Cuomo was asked in the conference call whether he will seek a fourth term in office. The governor, who in the past has said he planned to run again in 2022, did not directly answer.
Today is not a day for politics, right? I'm focusing on my job. My job is vaccines, getting a budget done, rebuilding New York.
The state's lieutenant governor, Kathy Hochul, who is next in line should Cuomo leave before his term is over, broke over a week of silence with a brief written statement. In it, she said that she's confident that the investigation by the attorney general will ensure that everyone's voice will be heard and taken seriously. And she says she trusts that the probe will be completed as thoroughly and expeditiously as possible, and that New Yorkers will soon learn the facts. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.